Turn with me in your Bibles, please, to Deuteronomy chapter 12. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 1, hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired Word of God. These are the statutes and judgments which ye shall observe to do in the land which the Lord God of thy fathers giveth thee to possess it, all the days that ye live upon the earth. Ye shall utterly destroy all the places wherein the nations which ye shall possess serve their gods, upon the high mountains, and upon the high hills, and under every green tree. And ye shall overthrow their altars, and break their pillars, and burn their groves with fire, and ye shall hew down the graven images of their gods, and destroy the names of them out of that place. Ye shall not do so unto the Lord your God, but unto the place which the Lord your God shall choose out of all your tribes to put his name there, even unto his habitation shall ye seek, and thither thou shalt come, and thither ye shall bring your burnt offerings, and your sacrifices, and your tithes, and heave offerings of your hand, and your vows, and your freewill offerings, and the firstlings of your herds and of your flocks. And there ye shall eat before the Lord your God, and ye shall rejoice in all that ye put your hand unto, ye and your households, wherein the Lord thy God hath blessed thee. Ye shall not do after all the things that we do here this day, every man whatsoever is right in his own eyes. For ye are not as yet come to the rest and to the inheritance which the Lord your God giveth you. But when ye go over Jordan, and dwell in the land which the Lord your God giveth you to inherit, and when he giveth you rest from all your enemies round about, so that ye dwell in safety, then there shall be a place which the Lord your God shall choose to cause his name to dwell there. Thither shall ye bring all that I command you, your burnt offerings and your sacrifices, your tithes and the heave offering of your hand, and all your choice vows which ye vow unto the Lord. And ye shall rejoice before the Lord your God, ye and your sons and your daughters and your men servants and your maid servants, and the Levite that is within your gates, forasmuch as he hath no part nor inheritance with you. Take heed to thyself, that thou offer not thy burnt offerings in every place that thou seest, but in the place which the Lord shall choose in one of thy tribes, there shalt thou offer thy burnt offerings, and there shalt thou do all that I command thee. Notwithstanding, thou mayest kill and eat flesh in all thy gates, whatsoever thy soul lusteth after, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he hath given thee. The unclean and the clean may eat thereof, as of the roebuck and as of the hart. Only ye shall not eat the blood, ye shall pour it upon the earth as water. Thou mayest not eat within thy gates the tithe of thy corn, or of thy wine, or of thy oil, or of the firstlings of the herds, of thy herds or of thy flock, nor any of the vows which thou vowest, nor thy freewill offerings, or heave offering of thy hand. But thou must eat them before the Lord thy God. Excuse me. Before the Lord thy God, in the place which the Lord thy God shall choose, thou and thy son and thy daughter, and thy manservant and thy maidservant, and the Levite that is within thy gates. And thou shalt rejoice before the Lord thy God in all that thou puttest thine hands unto. I'm very sorry. Take heed to thyself, that thou forsake not the Levite as long as thou livest upon the earth. When the Lord thy God shall enlarge thy border as he hath promised thee, and thou shalt say, I will eat flesh, because thy soul longeth to eat flesh, thou mayest eat flesh, whatsoever thy soul lusteth after. If the place which the Lord thy God hath chosen to put his name there be too far from thee, then thou shalt kill of thy herd and of thy flock, which the Lord hath given thee, as I have commanded thee, and thou shalt eat in thy gates, whatsoever thy soul lusteth after. even as the roebuck and the hart is eaten, so thou shalt eat them. The unclean and the clean shall eat of them alike. Only be sure that thou eat not the blood, for the blood is the life, and thou mayest not eat the life with the flesh. Thou shalt not eat it. Thou shalt pour it upon the earth as water. Thou shalt not eat it, that it may go well with thee, and with thy children after thee, when thou shalt do that which is right in the sight of the Lord. Only thy holy things which thou hast, and thy vows, thou shalt take, and go unto the place which the Lord shall choose. And thou shalt offer thy burnt offerings, the flesh and the blood, upon the altar of the Lord thy God, and the blood of thy sacrifices shall be poured out upon the altar of the Lord thy God, and thou shalt eat the flesh. Observe and hear all these words which I command thee, that it may go well with thee, and with thy children after thee forever, when thou doest that which is good and right in the sight of the Lord thy God. When the Lord thy God shall cut off the nations from before thee, whither thou goest to possess them, and thou succeedest them and dwellest in their land, take heed to thyself that thou be not snared by following them, after that they be destroyed from before thee, and that thou inquire after their gods, saying, how did these nations serve their gods? Even so will I do likewise. Thou shalt not do so unto the Lord thy God. For every abomination to the Lord which he hateth have they done unto their gods. For even their sons and their daughters they have burnt in the fire unto their gods. Whatsoever thing I command you, observe to do it. Thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish from it. May God add His blessing to the reading and the hearing of His most holy word. In the 12th chapter of Deuteronomy, we have, again, we're on the plains of Moab. We're ready to enter into the land. Moses is telling the people of the Lord that the worship that they now enjoy will not always be the same. That the Lord is going to put a change. He's going to make a difference in the worship that He requires of them when they enter into the land and are settled in it. That is, of course, something only He is able to do. Notice the assumption here on the part of the Lord that He has the right to regulate how people come before Him. He doesn't even give them an argument as to why He has that right. He merely assumes that right to Himself. You're going to come before me? Here is how you will come. You'll come in this way and in this way and in this way. Oh, and by the way, you will not come in this way and in this way and in this way. The Lord is regulating here how people will come before Him. And when He regulates negatively in this passage, He doesn't bring up all of the negatives. That would be an impossibility. He simply mentions a few of the practices, just a few, that the heathen nations had in the land where they were going. And He says to them, you're not going to do that way to me. I'm not going to let you do that to me. And so we understand from this passage, especially as we come down to the end of the passage. Now, we have just read the entirety of chapter 12. Would you agree with me? Will you come with me this far? That what is going on in chapter 12 is the regulation of God's worship. Will you come with me that far? I believe that's a true statement. I believe that's a proper understanding of the 12th chapter of Deuteronomy. So if you have come with me that far then, you will also come with me to the end of chapter 12, where we read in verse 32, whatsoever thing I command you, observe to do it. Thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish from it. Notice that the Lord there never says anything about forbidding worship practices at the end of that chapter. Now, why doesn't He do that? Why doesn't the Lord say, here's what I don't want you to do. I don't want you to do X, Y, and Z. Well, because that is an open and practically, it's a practically infinite set. It's not infinite, but it's practically infinite. When I say practically, you know, in other words, we could never keep up with it. All of the idolatries and idolatrous acts of successive generations until Christ comes again would need in that place to be forbidden. And how impossible would that be? Every age has its new idolatries. Every age has its new practice. You know what is also amazing to me in this passage? In verse 31, the Lord says this, "Thou shalt not do so unto the Lord thy God, for every abomination to the Lord which he hateth have they done unto their gods, for even their sons and their daughters have they burnt in the fire to their gods." And what follows next is what? Don't do that. No, he doesn't say that. Even after one of the most heinous acts of supposed worship, of idolatrous worship, the giving up of one's children to a false god as sacrificial lambs, if you will. Even after that heinous act, the Lord does not say, don't do that. He focuses their attention back on what He told them to do. Focuses their attention right back on what He said to do, not what He said not to do. Now, what is also interesting is that three instances in the book of Jeremiah, I don't have them noted here, but three instances in the book of Jeremiah, the Lord decries the false worship of the children of Israel, and He says this, "For even their sons and their daughters have they burnt in the fire to Molech, which thing I commanded them not, neither came it into my mind." You see that? It is regulated out by the positive commandment, not by the negative commandment. Even that most heinous act. In perfect parallel to Deuteronomy chapter 12, verses 31 and 32. Why do we scour the Scriptures? Not for what God has forbidden, but for what God has commanded. Because whatsoever thing I command you, observe to do it. Thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish from it. It is not that we look for things that God has forbidden. By His own word, we look for that which He has commanded. We look for His positive institution. Of course, our confession is very clear on this, even listing out the elements of our worship. So, in Deuteronomy chapter 12, then, we have God's assumed right. God's assumed right to regulate our worship. And then the method of His regulation is by positive commandment. Thus ends the reading of Deuteronomy chapter 12. Let's stand and continue praising God in the singing of psalms and Dr.